and we are from the Olin College of Engineering in Needham. This summer, one of our projects for research is to make assistive technologies for the blind and visually impaired. Our goal for our project is to create a device or some sort of application that helps blind people shop independently in the grocery store. There's a lot of interesting possibilities, and we made some progress with Android smartphones and Google Glass. And we are at the point where we love to talk to people about like what their shopping experiences are like and what we can use for the technology to improve that experience and make it a lot better.
So what exactly are the actual problems that you're facing? Because research papers only show so much. So what we're trying to do right now is get an idea of what people's thoughts are on partially our progress, but also just what problems they think are most important in general.
I've already told them, by the way, that Android is okay, but iPhone would be better.
I guess the main idea is to have the blind person wearing a Google Glass, so you'd have essentially a head-mounted camera. This camera would be streaming images over the internet to a sighted person who would essentially be providing assistance via some sort of web-based interface. And we haven't worked out all the details, but we're thinking initially the communication between the sighted person at home and the blind person that was either navigating around the city or grocery shopping would be done just via voice communication. As a sighted person provides guidance as to say where a certain item is on the grocery store shelf, the device itself could provide additional feedback as the user nears the object, so using some sort of automated sort of computer vision-based system where it kind of knows what the object looks like and it can tell if you're getting closer to it or not. So it's sort of a hybrid of an automated system and incorporating some help from some volunteer via the web. That's the general idea.
Okay. Image recognition, and would it have to get scanned, barcode scanned into the
mobile? Yeah, so we do know that there's barcode scanners. I think those things probably work pretty well, so I think incorporating some sort of barcode scanning technology would make a lot of sense.
I told Emily that the two issues that I brought up already for these people to consider are A, that for a totally blind person to find and scan a barcode successfully is very difficult and probably more time consuming than impatient people like me would be willing to do. If I have to grocery shop for 50 items, I'm not going to spend 7.5 hours. And the second thing I said was that I was concerned about funding for this because crowdsourcing, you know, volunteers are great, but people need to eat. And there have been other developers who've tried free crowdsourcing kinds of apps and have then found that it's too expensive, that they really need to charge for it. There have been some pitfalls. I'm talking about things like TapTapSee, for example.
But even more challenging is finding what you're looking for. In other words, you're in a supermarket aisles and where's the peanut butter?
Point of thought with a sighted person, too. Is that going to be someone at home, at their home, or is it going to be a service? Where someone's actually in someone that's a service that they...
Yeah, I mean, I think our initial concept is to kind of frame it as sort of a volunteering type thing. So people would just go online from their own homes because this is something that they're interested in helping out with.
Of course, you know, there's a lot of assumptions built in there that we need to validate. And I think we're very sensitive to that, but I think we're still at least hope that it's a viable model.
I was thinking maybe more viable would be a relative of the person.
Yeah.
If it's accessible to anybody at any time, that a relative could help somebody do that.
I think we thought that ideally it would be people that kind of work together a couple of times to kind of build a social relationship.
Yeah. One of the things that we've been talking about is the importance of navigating the whole store to find the correct aisle and the importance of once you're inside the aisle, finding the actual item. One of the things that we talked about was possibly having the sighted volunteer being able to see the aisle labels and read them out, or to have that built in using OCR, depending on how accurate we can get that. And then once they're inside the actual aisle, so say you're finding the peanut butter, and in this grocery store, peanut butter is located in the bread aisle. So you read the label, or the sighted volunteer will read the label to you, and then you come inside that aisle. One of the challenges of doing a completely computer vision-based problem is there are so many things that it would be very hard, especially depending on the lighting conditions, for the computer to actually locate the item out of the entire image that it's seeing. But a sighted volunteer generally knows what peanut butter looks like, and they can differentiate between Peter Pan peanut butter and Skippy peanut butter, and they'd be able to hopefully drive off around the actual item you're looking for, which we would then try to validate somehow, either with the OCR or with the computer barcode scanner, and help navigate the person to that specific item.
One problem that I foresee is it can be dicey maintaining a signal inside a big grocery store, getting a cell signal in there. I've had trouble with that. And interesting thing might be to provide the person at the computer at home with whatever feedback is being provided by the glass, so that people can hear, the blind person can hear what is being told from glass, but the person at home could also hear it. In case there's misleading information that comes, or partial information, and maybe they can see more of the sign than the glass picks up, that kind of stuff.
One of the other people we talked to suggested maybe some sort of pointing verification. So if you get a direction, you point where you think it is and ask to confirm this is where I'm supposed to go. Would that, do you think, help us?
Yes, it's like lining up with when you're doing optical character recognition or something, something that will help you line up with a page or something.
And I will send out your email so that people can get in touch with you.